Hey now, 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 hey now. Hey-o! What is up, people? The Ace family is over. Let's just pause. Actually, let's put our heads down and pause for a second. It's a sad day. I mean, a lovely couple like that, no longer together. They're gonna have to scam the world individually and not as a pair anymore. It's going to be a hard road for them to accomplish getting evicted from their house by themselves, scamming their fans, promoting things nonstop, just having an awful family channel for years. I'm so sad, so sad that that is all going to go away, people. How are you feeling about this? Are you, where were you when you heard? It's like the moment, my parents talk about everyone knowing where they were when JFK was assassinated or where they were when man landed on the moon. Where were you people today when it was announced that the Ace family, the McBrooms are no longer together as a couple? This is a day that we'll never forget, people. A happy, loving, caring, unselfish, just great couple out to help the world and not ask anything of the world. Just a giving, loving couple who's just out there trying to do right with the world. Just trying to make the world a better place. One scam at a time. Oh, it's a sad day. It's a sad day, people. Look at this. Because of comments like that, this is what you get. This is where comments like that will take you, people. It'll get you blocked on social media by the great Austin McBroom. Really, I've never been the same since. I've never recovered from that. I mean, there's so many posts that I'm missing. I mean, I don't know what is going on in Austin's head right now, but I'll never know. What was he thinking yesterday, people? I don't know. He doesn't want me part of his world, and that hurts right here, people. It hurts right in the Tomcat t-shirt. Oh, what a great day. And shout out, I'm chewing gum, which is very unprofessional. Shout out Freya. I'm working, I'm busy. I did prep this morning. All of a sudden on Twitter, I saw the announcement an hour ago. The Ace family is no more. So I text Freya. It's late in the UK. She's got a newborn baby girl. She's busy. I said, Freya, is there any possible way we could change the thumbnail and get them in it? And she said, of course. She goes, I'm Freya. I can do anything. Okay? I can feed my baby and be and mod like a mofo. Of course, I can fucking update a thumbnail on the fly. Shout out, Freya, for just being continuously awesome. Guys, I'm gonna read the comments a little bit before we get started. I want to hear you guys, your reaction. First of all, can I do a wellness check? Is everybody okay? All right? I know this is crushing the probably most people in America right now who have looked up to the McBrooms for years and years, right? And now they're no longer together. Our worlds are crumbling. The world as we know it is no more. How are we gonna live? People, it's going to be okay. We're gonna get through this together. I may have a McBroom divorce support party on here tomorrow. Not a party, a mourning, I should say. A support group to uplift each other as we're going through these hard times. Okay? for members only. I say that with peace and love, not members. Exclusive content and McBroom morning support group event. I love the I'm reading the comments. Matthew, hello, always good to see you. Worst thing since COVID. Matthew, this is worse than COVID. This is gonna damage more lives than COVID has worldwide. People love the McBrooms. They're awesome people. They've done so much for all of us. I mean, if you're a beautiful woman on Instagram, Austin's hit you up and offered to manage your career. He is caring. If you're an attractive female, he is there to help you. He is there in your DMs, possibly right now. Go check. Lacoste, Tom is so unhinged tonight. Yes, I love it. They are just so awful. Just, I mean, I can't even remember. I mean, so many scams, taking money. First of all, two big no-nos in Tom World's world. One, exploiting your kids. Oh, they could say our kids wanted to be a part of it. They loved it. Actually, I should pull up a video right now of the McBrooms. I've seen like highlight. Actually, let's do that right now. Bear with me, people. I'm not going to dox myself. I remember seeing a YouTube video of like a behind the scenes, like the McBrooms are yelling at their kids. Off camera. Come on! You need to smile more! Look happy! We need to reshoot! We're losing light! Look happy now, kids! What outstanding breaking news. Let's see. Oh, this is the one I'm talking about. This is outstanding.
Now, if you're building why?
Wait. Oh, I'm not signed. God damn it, people. I'm not signed into my YouTube premium. Hold on. Do-do-do. Two-step verification, fuck you in the face, Google. You didn't have my back when I got blocked last week. Fuck you in the face. You know, friend of mine. All right, here we go. Hold on. Sorry, but this is worth watching. Yes, this is the one I always remember. Told him. This is the one. This is the one, people. So this is the first no-no. This is the first reason I hate the Ace family. Is this. Because you know what's going on behind the scenes. Shout out Flores Report. Hit the
ball. You hit that ball. He's not going to come get you. Look, he just wants to say hi. Hey, don't bite. No. No biting. No biting. Nope. He's just a baby. He wants to play. Nobody. Then you could be a baseball player. Hey guys. Today was a success.
Oh yeah. Hold on.
Family. Welp.
Enjoy.
He's not coming to get you. Welp, Ace family. Ready? Mm-hmm. Okay. Welp, Ace family, today was a success. Good, you got. Oh, he's peeing.
Good job.
He's peeing. Good job.
Good boy. Good boy.
Come here, Ace. Come here. Look. Come here. No. Oh, he had the ball. He got your ball.
If you got your ball, okay.
Oh.
All right. You can see Catherine getting more and more annoyed.
All right, guys. So now that Steel is up, we can talk about what happened earlier. So basically, as you guys know, when you have a puppy, they tend to like nibble on you and bite your clothes, bite your legs, bite your feet. So Steel was a little too close. So I was freaking out, training him not. So
we nibbled on him, and then I guess we just pulled up as you can. So now we're good. So just to be like.
So with that being said, now we're good. Okay. His cheek looks fine. Everything looks fine. We just have to be really, really extra cautious. And I'm actually okay.
Oh, so I'll just include the picture as you're talking.
So then
look at this guy. So look at this kid. Look at him. Look, he's all over the place right now.
Oh, this kid. I was like, wait, that kid? Which kid?
It's boring. It's 9 minutes long. I thought it was. I apologize. Peace and love for wasting your time. But basically, they were just getting more annoyed. It's 9 minutes long. It's too long to watch here. But basically, it just showed you the behind the scenes of you got a crying kid and no one gives a fuck. The kid's scared of the dog. No one gives a fuck. We need the dog in the shot. We're filming a fucking video here. We are the Ace family. God damn it. Kids be damned. And that is, so that's my first thing, right? You know my feeling on family channels. And look, it's not exclusive to the McBrooms. I hate all family channels. They're all awful, awful people. The parents, the kids are fine, right? Poor kids going through this, being on camera every second of their lives, including, I know a friend of a friend who's an influencer who had her baby online on a live fucking stream. Are you kidding me? Stop the madness. Enjoy the moment with your kid. No, that would be a waste of content, Tom. What are you thinking? Think like a creator. We need to be filming at all times. I say that with peace and love. So that's my first offense, right? Their family channel. So I already don't like them for that, right? But then you take advantage of your followers, okay? You take advantage of your followers and you look at them like a constant money grab. They are there. They're like sheep. You look at them like sheep with a wallet or a purse. That's how they look at them, in my opinion, based on, you know, things they've done over the years. Actually, there's a third offense too. Big offense, right? And I've heard whenever I hear creators not doing this who have money, it drives me insane. I don't know. I never heard allegations where they didn't pay editors and stuff, but they don't pay their fucking bills. I am out on that. You pay everybody. You rent a house, you pay the landlord. You don't stay there and squat in a multi-million-dollar house for a year just because it looks good and it looks like the lifestyle you portray yourself or the lifestyle you think you should be living, and you're not paying them and you're basically squatting in the house. I mean, this stuff has happened time and time again. So to recap, why does Tom hate the Ace family? Well, one, it's in their name. Ace family, they're a family channel. First offense right there. Second offense, they exploit their fans. They've scammed them over and over and over again, right? You take advantage of your followers, which is a huge no-no. And third offense, you do not pay your bills. So fuck them, right? Fuck both of them. Now, well, actually, we're going to read. I want to read the post. I have my thoughts on where I see them heading. Actually, Catherine can come out of this in good shape, right? Austin, everybody knows he's a D-bag. Now, at least she kind of made him a little softer. You know, now he's it's over. Okay, but anyway, let me read your comments after my, how long have we been doing this? 10 minutes? 15-minute rant? Oh, my God. 15-minute rant on the Ace family. What do you have to say? Gooby, I'm not even trying to be on Goblin or doing this. She said Tom's on Goblin. I'm not even trying to be Goblin, right? I've hated them for a long time. And yeah, so that's the end of the quote unquote family channel. Yeah, we're going to co-parent and stuff like that. But look, that, no, it's over. Their brand was killed years ago. Catherine's going to be in good shape, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell her, if she happens to be watching right now. Do you think she's watching right now? No, but if she was, I would have some advice for her. And she could turn this thing around. Austin's fucked. Ariana and Ethan. What is going on? Okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. But this is breaking news, people, okay? This is the biggest story as of right now. We could talk about Ethan, Ariana, anything else you want. But I just love... So let's look at this first. Austin McBroom. For this new year, I'll be taking a leap of faith. I've made the hardest decision of my life. The decision to close the book to my marriage. Well, first of all, Austin's making it sound... It's very self-serving, right? If you read that first paragraph, he's very clearly saying that he ended it. Okay? But we'll come back to that. We have both mutually agreed to a divorce, but we'll remain a team when it comes to our kids. Well, hopefully that's good. Right? We've created one of the greatest stories. What? What? What's the great story? Almost a decade together, so many memories, so many accomplishments. What are the accomplishments again? But every book comes to an end, and now we will be writing a new book as separate authors. So deep, so deep. With that being said, 2024 will be life-changing for me. I will become dedicated to myself, my kids, my health, my body, my mind, my spirit, and of course, and God. Because we know he's a God-loving man. Good for you. But Catherine, okay, let's see what she has to say. As I start this new year, I will challenge myself in ways I have never done before. 2024 will be my year of transformative change. And with this taking place, one of my steps in my journey is the difficult decision to leave my marriage. Wait a minute. Catherine said in that first paragraph that she was the one to end the marriage. Freya, if you were there, first thing, let's put a poll up. I think I already know the answer, but I want to see it. I want to see the results. Who do you think ended it, Catherine or Austin? I don't even know if we even have to have that up. Seems like a fun game to play. I think it's got to be Catherine, right? I mean, she kind of left the sinking ship. You know, she says the same stuff. Oh, we're going to be reunited as parents. We're going to, you know, we're going to be happy for our kid. Thanks to all the supporters, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Of course, Catherine ended it. Of course. Oh, actually, somebody else, Texas Putapa, says he thinks that it's him. Austin broke it up. Okay, Mike says, so maybe this is closer than... Just Smoke had the best. Who ended the marriage? God did. Outstanding comment, Just Smoke. But yeah, okay, so it seems like people were split on this. So I'd actually like to see a poll, Freya, if you're there. Throwing up, who ended the marriage? But you guys obviously want me to talk about other things. I'll get to those. Actually, I'm going to message Freya now. Ah, there she is. Freya, you're the greatest of all time. So, where do they go from here? Okay, well, Austin, we know, is going to continue to look to DM hot girls on Instagram, and that's kind of going to be his thing. Now, Catherine, what does she do? Now, I'm going to play Catherine's unpaid PR rep. What Catherine does is this is a chance to reinvent herself, right? She is away from Austin. Austin always seemed kind of like he was more scammy, but who knows what goes on behind the scenes. But she reinvents herself now. She can do whatever she wants. So, you know, maybe she embraces single mother, raising a family, fighting the good fight, single working mom. Maybe she starts a podcast. I say that would be excellent. She starts a podcast for women, right? She gets rid of the creepy dudes. She focuses on doubling down on her women followers and softens herself a little bit. And pretty soon she's doing, I don't fucking know, Honest Baby Food brand deals. Okay, that's where I see that going. If she's smart, that's the way she plays it. And she doesn't get into a relationship for a while. And when she does, it's with like a single dad who's maybe like a devout Christian. I think that could be a good move, like the exact opposite of Austin. You know, they go to vote for Trump together or whatever they do in this imaginary new life that I have for them. That's kind of where I see things going for her if she's smart. Austin, it's over. It's over, Johnny. It's over. Oh my God, Gypsy, that would be outstanding. She said, I hope she switches teams. Oh my God, that would be outstanding for her if she switched teams. Just, you know, he turned her off to all men and she could never go back, and it's women from here on out. That'd be great. That'd be outstanding too. That would actually probably be the best thing she should do. Just avoid men altogether in all areas of her life. It's just Team Women United. Going forward, that is the new Catherine McBroom story. No, Gypsy said a devout Christian, a good move. No, I'm not saying like I would marry a devout Christian. If you are, that's a cool thing. But I'm saying for her, yeah, I think that would be a good move. Like, I think she should appeal to like the conservatives. She turns her life around. She does content of her praying at church on Sunday, you know, like going all in on that side. I say that is a good move for her. Oh, and now, no, she can't. Somebody said, and she should expose all of Austin's fraud. No. That's why you're not. Hold on. I'm looking down too much. That's why you're not an experienced PR professional like me, my friend. No, she does not do that. Bad move. Bad advice for Catherine McBroom. No. She steers clear of all controversy. If she starts exposing him, then they're fighting in the press. And then it's just bad. Then she looks like a bad parent, and they're not staying united and good in public for the kids. No. That is the wrong way of thinking, people. Kate says, I thought she wasn't really a girl's girl. Yeah, that's my point. She needs to be that. I'm telling you, that's the new way she goes. She becomes a girl's girl. She gets a cameo in the Barbie sequel. I mean, she goes all in. But you know what? Cat 8's probably right. She goes, she's gonna start an OnlyFans, I bet. You're 100. You could be very, very right about that. Cat, you're very smart. Cinnamon, hi Tom, bye Tom. Cinnamon, what happened? Where are you going? What do you have to do? What is more important than the Ace family getting divorced? Sia, yeah, I heard that when I was kind of looking around. She used to date Michael B. Jordan, she said. So how do you end up with Austin? I mean, Michael B. Jordan's the catch. Love that guy. Love Creed. Love The Wire. I've been a fan of him since he was a little skinny kid in Baltimore, chilling on the corner. He was a corner boy, if you're a fan of The Wire. So yeah, I mean, how do you go from that to Austin? I don't know. Did anyone see? Okay, so that's enough of that. Now we're saying, okay, so this is what you were talking about. You asked me, a lot of people asked about Ariana and Ethan. And I thought you were talking about Ethan Klein. You guys are all H3 fans for the most part. So when I hear Ethan, I think Ethan Klein. But Freya, who is much smarter than me and tuned into the world, unlike me, said no, Ariana Grande's boyfriend looks exactly like her brother. His name is Ethan. Now, is this the same kind of not great looking boyfriend she had before, or is this a new dude? Freya says Michael B. Jordan's a beautiful man. I can't even lie, Freya. I agree. He's a good looking dude. Let's pull it up. Okay. Let's see. Do. Oh, that is kind of weird. Hold on. Second cam review. Da-da-da-da. Ooh. So, hold on. I'm confused. Which one is there? All right. I am out of it. Which one's the boyfriend? The boyfriend's the one on the right, right? So I'm looking at this. Let's look at the one, this picture, this main one here on the right. Which one is her boyfriend and which one's her brother? Her brother's the, oh, left is her brother. I thought right was her brother. Oh, I got you. Okay, no, I've seen the boyfriend before. This is breaking news. This is what I had a cut to. This is what we're talking about right now. Are you serious? Is this new? She's been dating the SpongeBob guy for a while now. There's one where they look better. Let's see. No. Okay, that looks better. I guess they kind of do there. I mean, if their hair color was the same, okay, they do look together. But I still don't get why she's with the SpongeBob guy. I mean, what's that all about? Ariana could be with any guy she wants. So, why the SpongeBob guy? Am I missing something? XX Error said, wait, did you already talk about the Ace family? Of course I did for the first half hour of the show. Are you saying the top right one? Up. Let me go back. That was the top right picture. Let me go back. Hold on. Da-da-da! Which one are we talking about, guys? I think this one they kind of. But can we analyze why is Ariana? Okay, I'm gonna analyze. I know nothing about this topic at all. They met on Broadway. So why would Ariana be with a guy like that? I'm sure she's been with the super hot guys in her life, right? Whether or not, publicly she dated him or not, but she's done the hot guy thing by now, I'm sure. So, that gets old. And you know, hot dudes are a lot of times all about themselves. And hey, when you're a worldwide famous singer like Ariana, guess what? It all about her, okay? So there's no room for two spotlights at home, right? There's room for one spotlight. And SpongeBob, he ain't getting the spotlight. And that's very clear when they walk in a restaurant, when they're at home on the couch, when they're at Thanksgiving dinner. So I think if I'm Ariana, that's why I'm dating him. And because if I'm him, I'm doing whatever it takes to keep her, right? So I'm doing whatever she wants, whenever, you know, I'm on her schedule. So I'm guessing, but to me, that's why they would be together. See, it said, very, very great analysis, Tom. This is why I'm watching. Well, good for you. Thank you for being here. By the way, we've been here for a half hour. You guys are here. You're enjoying it, hopefully. Hold on. Da-da-da! Let's put some merch. I'm wearing the Tomcat pink t-shirt tonight. These fit great. Check out the merch, the Tomcat merch. I still haven't gotten this tie-dye hoodie. I finally ordered it, and they make a sweatshirt too. I ordered the sweatshirt and the hoodie. That should be coming in, but the sweatshirt's amazing. I have a sweatshirt right here. I've been wearing all day. They're great. The sweatshirts are great. The hats are great. The beanies. I don't look good in a beanie, but I bought one just to check them out. And they're embroidered, and the embroidery is sick. It's cold out. If you're bald like me, you need a hat. Or, you know, if you like wearing a hat, it's cold. Your ears are cold, you wear a hat. And that's it. We keep it simple. T-shirts, hoodies, and hats. That's it. I say that with peace and love. No more promo. Go to the TomWardShow.com. That's funny, Eric. You can make a canceled by Paramount. Guys, did you guys watch my live stream on Tuesday? Anyone? 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 Bueller? Hello? Are you guys still here? Or did you after I plugged my merch, did you all leave? It was a fun stream. I had a good time. I don't even remember what we talked about, but towards the end, I wanted to go over the Golden Globe comedian's opening monologue, because he was getting so much shit that his jokes weren't funny and they weren't hitting. So I don't know. It was a 10-minute video from CBS, and I know the YouTube rules. I've been doing it long enough. So to make commentary, you can't just play somebody's video. That's not fair. If somebody just plays my video, I'm going to copyright them too, right? But if they play a clip from my interview and comment on them, that's fine. That's fair use. So every joke or two at the most, I would pause. I would comment. Then I've never seen this happen before. If you guys were on the stream comment, all of a sudden, everyone's in the chat going, Tom, where are you? What happened? Tom, where are you? And like, from my angle, I'm in Streamlabs. Everything looks fine to me. I can see myself. I'm like checking the mic, checking the camera. Everything looks good. And I guess they just stopped it midstream because it was copyright protected work. So I was like, what the fuck? Like, how does that happen? I mean, doesn't the video have to finish and upload before the robots detect it? Oh no, CBS does not fuck around, okay? They're canceling. I don't even know how that's done, but they're stopping live streaming videos. I'm like, good Lord, you should be happy anyone's watching your stupid award show. So the next morning, I'm sitting on the couch. I'm like, let me go on YouTube support. Because then I could still see it in YouTube Studio. If you're a creator, YouTube Studio is kind of like where all your stuff lives. You have a view of all of your content. You can choose to unlist stuff or make things private, but you could see all of it. So I could still see my video, and the link still worked too. So they shut down the stream, but if I shared the link, it worked until about. So anyway, so I'm on the chat with them, and I'm on the chat with them for like 20 fucking minutes, and they're putting me on hold. They're coming back and blah blah blah. And the woman goes, "Hey, I looked at the part in question, and our team looked at it, and there's no copyright violations at all. So you're fine." I said, "Okay, well, good. So, am I going to be able to monetize? Because it wasn't being monetized because of the copyright claim." She goes, "Yeah." She goes, "You should be good in like an hour or so. Come back later and check on it." I go, "Oh, perfect." So in an hour, I go to check on it. And it's gone. It's blocked. So it's just blocked. I can't change it. The link doesn't work for anyone else. Only I can see it in the studio myself. And it's blocked. And I've never seen, I've gotten copyright strikes before that you can fight or whatever, or, I don't think they've ever been valid, but I was just like, what the fuck? I just got the okay from YouTube this morning that it was okay. Now it's blocked an hour fucking later because I commented on the guy's jokes, which were awful, by the way. I mean, does CBS care that much what Tom Moore thinks of the stupid Golden Globe opening monologue? So I'm like so annoyed because there was good content. We talked about Fyz Fest in there too. So at least I can get clips out of it. Shout out Justin. He went in there today. He's making clips of the Fyz Fest segment because that was so funny. We talked about Fyz Fest for like 15 minutes. We were on the Fyz Fest website. We were looking at the sponsors and their crazy names. And yeah, all that gone. What a complete fucking waste of time. A, I made no money. And I can't even get people, I can't even entertain people with it, other than the 1,000 people that watched it that day. No one else gets to see it. So I was like, what the fuck is this? So at least I'll get social clips out of it. So the point is, you should support the Tom Ward show because you never know. Is Tom making money from this? Maybe, maybe not, right? Could this video vanish in an hour? Could it be stopped midstream? The answer is yes. So become a member, people. Buy some merch, people. Make a donation. Gift memberships to your fellow viewers, all 121 of you. So those little things do help out when things like that happen. It's like, dude, I spent like 2 or 3 hours, not maybe not three, but like an hour and a half legit prepping. Like I prepped for these things. If you look, let's go back. Transition check. If you look, like I've got, well, first of all, I've got notes. Right? Type up notes because I have the worst handwriting ever. And then if you look up here at the tabs, like I have clips that I found that I have ready to play. Like that all shit all takes time, plus the actual time of doing it. And it was Taco Tuesday. I pushed back dinner to hang with you guys. Like, what the fuck, CBS? The point is, CBS, fuck you, okay? No one watches CBS anymore, so go fuck yourself, all right? And leave the little guys alone. Fuck you. Jesse, Tom, you don't wear beanies? No. I look stupid in a beanie. Actually, I'm gonna get a cough drop. I gave the beanie to my daughter. Let me see if it's in there. I'll show you how horrible. You go, Tom, we love you. You can't look horrible ever. You look good in a pink t-shirt. You look good whenever we see you. How could you possibly look bad in a beanie? Well, stay tuned. I'm gonna get a cough drop. I'm gonna go see if I could find the beanie, and I'll show you. I look fucking horrible in a beanie. Please hold. Chat amongst yourself. Make donations. Go buy some merch. It's an excellent time to go do it. Hey now. So I could not find the Tomcat beanie. I checked in my daughter's room, and nothing is easy to find in there. They're going to be back in a second, so when they come back, I'll ask. But it's not a beanie, but this is like a running hat. When I would run in the winter, my head gets cold, so I would wear these. How do I look, America? How do I look? As handsome as you imagine? I look like a fucking penis. What is this? What happens to my face when I put a beanie on? Look, I'm looking okay now for a bald old guy. I'm trying to hold it together, take care of myself, watch what I eat. Now, what happens? I look fucking ridiculous. I know it's not a beanie, but picture a beanie. It looks just as fucking bad. So don't worry. You will have a beanie view. They should be home in about 10 minutes, but we're still on here. I'll put the beanie on. You'll see. Just trust me. Just see. Let that tome shine. Let's see. So the other thing I want to talk about. No, I mean, Teddy Fresh, they got some cool gear, but a Teddy Fresh beanie, not for me. I don't even wear my own fucking beanies, my own merch beanies. Mr. Chicken, I will never wear a wig. How dare you? I'm bald for life. Bald and proud, my friend. Ethan wants me to talk about Jake Doolittle. Jake Doolittle was mentioned several times. I don't know who Jake Doolittle is. I don't watch the H3 podcast on a regular basis, so I know there was some video with him or something, but I can't comment on that. But what I would like to talk about, why does everyone want to know I wear socks? Yes, of course I wear socks. What is that? Is that an H3 joke that I missed or what? Wiki feed. Yeah, I'll never understand. Oh, speaking of the H3 world, a lot of people said they love the video with me commenting on Frenemies Lore. Did you see that video? If not, go check it out. It lives on my channel. You'll like that, H3 people. During the break, I tried to give you guys some H3 content because you wanted it and they weren't on. So I figured, hey, selfishly, it'll get some views. I know that. And they did okay for live stream for me to get, you know, 8,000 views after a couple of days. That's pretty good for me. And it was fun doing it because I don't understand any of those jokes. I don't understand Jake Doolittle or why you're asking me if I wear socks. I don't understand any of these jokes. And that's what's fun. But I also don't want to just make H3 content all the time. That's how you discovered me. But I don't want to be a fucking H3 commentary channel. And will I go to Fist Fest and have a good time? Yes, of course I will. It's good exposure. Sounds fun and gross at the same time, which aren't the best things gross and fun. So it seems like a funny thing to do, so I'm down with that. But look, I can't talk, about H3 all the time. I don't watch the show. So not that I don't find it funny, but I don't listen to anything. I don't listen to any podcast or anything longer than an hour ever, except for Howard Stern. I mean, I'll listen to 3 hours of Howard every day, and when he's off, I'll go listen to old episodes, or I'll go on the Sirius app and listen to archived episodes or old YouTube compilations, stuff like that. But other than that, I can't watch anything or listen to anything long like that. I want to do my own thing. I mean, you got to respect that. So Jake Doolittle, yeah, I knew there was a thing, but am I going to go investigate it and comment? And no. Like, I don't want to copy what they're doing. They're great. They've been great to me. But, you got to do your own thing, people. Lisa said, what would your wife think of your attendance at Fyst Fest? I can tell you, her and her boss are so excited about me going to Fyst Fest. They cannot wait for the stories, the footage. They just can't wait for the whole thing. They think it's hilarious. All right. So I don't know about the Jesse, whatever thing, but what I do find fascinating, and I'm way late to the game, but shout out Spill Stash Girls. They're great. That's my favorite YouTube tea channel. When I'm looking for topics, I'll go to like, I don't have a ton of time, but I'll go to like TMZ, and then I'll like, you know, look at what's, you know, trending on Twitter and stuff. And then for like YouTube stuff, I'll just go right to Tea Spill. And they're great. I love them. And they had this video, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, about the Royal Caribbean 9-month cruise, which is awesome. And I have not been following any of this, so it's all new to me. It's probably old hat to you. But I just fucking love it. I mean, swingers on a 9-month cruise, couples fighting. They're flying in influencers in a different ports to go on the ship, and they're giving them room so they can just make content for like a viral reality show. Now, looking back, Bravo should have done this from the start. This is way better than any Below Deck episode, which I liked early on. Captain Sandy, no. No Captain Sandy. Captain Lee, yes. Captain Sandy, no. Captain Sandy on fucking Winter House? Hell no. I haven't watched Winter House. I saw Captain Sandy on Winter House, and that was peace out to me. And I interviewed Kyle. I love him. I love the original Summer House. I even like the past Winter Houses. But, I mean, Captain Sandy's just a fucking... She's the worst. I'm Captain Lee for life. Give me an unbuttoned shirt, some chest hair, and like 15 gold chains. I'm digging the Captain Lee vibes. But yeah, they should have made a reality show of this. They dropped the ball. But they should have hit the professional, but here we are. So I love this deal. So again, this is all new to me. It's probably old to you, but I have some clips that I love. But to me, so in case you don't know, it's a 9-month cruise from December 10th to September 10th. 170 destinations, 60 countries, 7 continents. And the cheapest room is $60,000 per person. Plus, for what, like some of these luxury suites, you can go well into hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, my first question is, who has the time to be at sea for fucking 9 months? Does anyone work? I mean, look, rich people work because they have a lot of expenses. They need money coming in like we all do, okay? They have bills like us, except just higher. So, I mean, are these trust fund kids? Are they founders of companies who just sold and it's been their dream to travel around the world? I don't know, but if I had a company, I sold it for $100 million, say, and cha-ching, it's payday. Let me go relax and you know, spend the money I worked so hard for. The last thing I would want to be is on a fucking cruise. Would I buy a $20 million house in Cabo and chill on the beach? Yeah. Would I go to Europe for a month and, you know, just kind of troll around? Sure. Would I go just all over the place? Let's go to China. I've never been to China. I like history. Let's go. Yes. But fucking 9 months at sea to me sounds awful. And people are cracking up. It's so great. The TikTok, I went down the rabbit hole today and I started watching TikTok videos from the ship. And it's just great content. Erin McCluskey said she's... Or Eric, you're right. They should, I'm not sure if Eric is, I can't see the picture if it's a guy or a girl. I'm sorry, guy, Eric. They said their parrot head, the parrot head type, like me and Jimmy Buffett fans. And for sure, but like, it's a different level. The average parrot head doesn't have 200 grand to drop on a vacation, okay? This is an elite person. And my question is, why is this elite person hanging out on a ship for 9 months? It seems insane. But what I love, let's go. Let's look at some of these. Let's have some fun, people, shall we? What do you think? Oh, here we go. First of all, if you don't know, if you haven't been following this, the upside down pineapple means they're swingers. Who knew? Who came up with that, right? But now I know, and we all know if you've been following this, that an upside down pineapple, it means it's a couple and they're ready to party, if you know what I mean. So now you got swingers in the mix, which is always a strange vibe. Look, get your freak on, you know, if that's your thing, cool. You know, not my thing, but, you know, I'm not a sharer with anything, right? Let alone, you know, my partner. But okay, you know, everybody's different. That's your thing, cool. You're adults, have some fun. But the upside down pineapple as like a marker, like, is so funny to me. And like, where did that even come from? Does anyone have any idea? Oh, you couldn't hear that? Or no? Could you guys hear that? Oh, sorry. Oh, it was unmuted, but it just wasn't loud enough. Sorry. Oh, no, it's not playing. Oh, there we go. What the fuck? Oh, that's so bizarre. Let's see. Did they change something? Aha! Streamlabs fucking with me yet again. Fuck you. But I've been doing this long enough, Streamlabs. I get the program. I know what to do on the fly. A couple months ago, I would have just stopped the stream and shut my laptop down. But not now, people. I doxed myself, okay? It was a rite of passage. I'm now a real streamer.
Couples on this world cruise are starting to go a little stir crazy, I think. It seems like we finally have our upside down pineapple. But on the flip side, we also...
So that's the upside down pineapple I'm talking about with the swingers.
Have the wet laundry couples. A woman on the cruise threw all her husband's wet clothes on the floor of the laundry room yesterday because she said she just can't live with him in that tiny room. And honestly, I don't blame her because those rooms on the cruise ship are so small, but at the same time, even the lady and the people in the comments who had talked about this and posted this, they said, why are you even staying in your room? Aren't you on vacation? If you want to take a nap, go lay on like one of those little lounge chairs. We know there's places to go besides in your room, so y'all need...
Okay, that gets boring. I saw one, I couldn't find it too, with this black woman, and she's very attractive. She was probably mid-20s, I would say. And she was just talking about, I mean, white people are so dumb, especially old white people. I'm an old white person, right? Maybe I'm dumb too. But she was talking about how many times she's been asked every single day if she works there. Or some people won't even ask her. They'll just be like, hey, can you give me another drink, or can you send a club sandwich to my room? It's 302. Every single day. Imagine being there 9 months. I'm getting, you know, from the shots I've seen, it's mostly older white people. So maybe you'd be a little self-conscious if you're a little out of place because of that. And then, but you really are out of place because white people are asking you to do stuff every single day. And guess what? if she's dropping 60 or 200 grand on a room, she's not working for anybody. She probably has her own company of some kind. So I just thought that was insane that people do that in 2024. Are you insane? Let's see some more.
Baby, they pissed on that cruise ship. Let me break down this Royal Caribbean cruise drama going on, because I done went down a rabbit hole. So basically, it's this 9-month cruise. Mm-hmm. 9 months, and they're going to go to all 7 continents. First off bat, it's like, whoa, that sounds intense. 9 months on the sea, under the sea. I'm not the Little Mermaid. But if you're a traveler like some of these people, or you just want to see new things and you got the money, that's perfect. Now, this user in particular, I watched her video, and she broke down a lot of frequently asked questions. It was allowed to bring on 6 bags, I believe, up to 5 devices, because this kid is there. The kids there are homeschooling. Certain people there are working remote. But this is when the mess come in, because they don't like each other. It's been like 10, 11 days, they getting sick of each other, which is understandable because you're confiding in these small places. I'm seeing you every day, and we got 9 bucks. And the food probably not it. That burger bar can only take you so far. But the other mess, this user.
Oh, that's her. That's the lady. Brand.
I went to her TikTok page because I ain't gonna lie, I was like, where the black people at? But it says in her bio, she is a traveler. She did a TikTok and stated, if one more person asks her if she's the staff, and then when she tells them, oh no, I'm not a staffer, I'm a guest on the trip, they've been doing that little, So you must be like an independent worker or something like that. Basically wondering how she afforded. That's that passive aggressive stuff. As she stated, it's going to be a long 9 months. And then someone to cost the cover, they got her in isolation, but it's going to be a long 9 months. Now, I'm hearing some don't have to do the whole 9 months and they could like drop off. But you know, they're saying it's favoritism going on. It's going to be a long 9 months and I'm sure I'm going to be checking in on it. Just be safe. Just be safe, y'all.
I like that guy. He's pretty funny. Party next shore. He's good. Shout out Party Next Shore. This is the laundry person the other lady was talking about. Aha, everybody's fucking with me.
Drama about being around your family. Starting to unfold on the 9-month cruise. You know, the drama about being around your family, husband, wife, for a little too long in such a cramped space. Now, I know you can sit here and be like, no, I love my family. That won't happen. Imagine the only space that you have to yourself is this tiny little room. For my understanding with cruise ships, mind you, I've never been on one. I don't think there's many places that you can go outside of your room that are just your own. As someone who has like social battery that can easily be filled.
Wait, hold on. What is going on? What did I admit? We're talking about beans? Are we talking about motherfucking beans? Why are we talking? Beans suck ass. Okay? They're gross. The only ones that are, okay if they're like, there's not a lot and they're inserted in some kind of bowl that with other good shit, maybe sauce, is black beans. But that's it. There are no other baked beans. Go fuck yourself, okay? Baked beans? What are we, camping and we're eating them with a cut up hot dogs? Gross! Kidney beans? Gross! Garbanzo beans? Okay, because I was vegetarian for years and my wife used to make this curry with garbanzo beans. So I would say garbanzo beans, the best. And then everything else, just, black beans, if it's in some, but I would never order a side of any kind of bean ever. Guys, you're all gross. No, Lacoste, I will not apologize to beans. Beans are gross. And we've all heard the saying, they make you fart. They make you stinky, people. Who wants to be around a bunch of people eating beans all day? All you guys should fucking hang out together with your can of fucking beans and fart up a storm and all get away from me. Gross. No, Skylar, not even. No refried beans. Absolutely not. They are a huge offender of mine. Gross. Refried beans. Ew. I will never eat refried beans. Casey said, about to lose a fan time. Well, you know, if you choose beans over me, you were never wanted here in the first place. You were never welcome here at the Top Board Show. Riley, what did I just walk into? I have no idea what I just walked into. I was talking about the Royal Caribbean 9-month cruise, and all of a sudden I looked down at the chats, and everyone's talking about beans. How did this even start? What did I miss? Freya, explain to me. Send me a message. Help me. What was I not paying attention to the chat, and all of a sudden it's bean talk. What is going on? Of course Freya backs you up. She's from the UK. They have that. What do they do? The beans with the sauce they put on everything. Freya, what is that? What am I talking about? I'm a dumb American. We don't understand other cultures. Oh, Texas Boonzappa, my friend who's here every single week. This all came from you, bro? This is why we're talking about beans? Texas Boontappa, you're a good friend of the show. You used to be a very good friend of the show until now. Now, you might be on the enemy list, my friend, okay? All those years, all those months of being here week in and week out, crushed in a moment. I'm just kidding, Texas Boontappa. I'm happy anybody's here at all. So talk about beans, talk about whatever you want. I'm happy somebody's here. Jason said, in Texas, they bring you complimentary bean soup. Ew. Ew. Oh, that's a reason to hate Texas right there. I mean, I've been to Texas. Texas is nice enough until I found that fact out. Mr. Chicken said, it's my fault people were talking about beans. I was talking too long. Well, Mr. Chicken, maybe that's true. Maybe, Mr. Chicken, you're right. This is probably my fault. If I was being more entertaining, people wouldn't be looking at the chat. They wouldn't be looking away from me and my red nose and talking in the chat. Mr. Chicken, bean bags, yes. Bean bags, yes. Bean soup, no. Refried beans, no. Brittany, thank you. Brittany, can we bring the voice of reason back? Thank you. She threw a throw up emoji with who the fuck wants bean soup? Exactly. First of all, I'm not a huge soup people, so I don't mean to offend more people. I don't like hot drinks. I don't like hot beverages or hot liquids. I don't like that. I don't like hot tea. I don't like hot coffee. I don't like hot soup. The only soup I will eat, it's more of a fatty snack. It's more of a sandwich, I guess, is French onion soup. That is it. That is the only soup I will eat. Brandon, the black bean burger, yes. I mean, I was a vegetarian for like 8 years. No, I still say no. And you got limited options when you're a vegetarian, you're in a restaurant. They're always going to have a veggie burger, right? So usually that's your go-to in a pinch. But so I would have to order those if there were no options. But, you know, if I'm eating a veggie burger, I'm eating like some other kind of veggie burger, not that. Kate, again, you're right. Black bean burgers can suck it. To be fair, that was always the worst case scenario at a restaurant. And Kate, you were 1,000% right on this. How was I vegetarian and not eat beans? Yeah, I take this back. I would eat lentils, so like dal, like Indian dal, which doesn't even look like beans. It's more of kind of like a mushy gravy, I guess would be the best way to describe it if you've never had dal. So I would eat that. So Yeah, I guess I did eat beans, but do we even consider Dal beans? Do we, bean people? Yeah, I mean, lentils are beans, that's correct. So I guess Long John Express hummus? Okay, now we're getting okay. If I'm at a dinner and you throw some pita and some hummus on the table, I'm dipping. I'm human, okay? Hummus is good. You know what's funny? Have you guys ever heard of bean pies? It's like maybe a Northeast thing. Yeah, Beyond Beef burgers are good. Like some of the soy ones, I know soy's not great for you if you're a guy, but some of the soy ones are good. But black bean, no. Oh, hey, Iman, is that... Oh, I said my daughter's name. Hey, come here, kiddo. Hey, Luz, come here for a sec. Yeah. Don't show up on camera. Just go outside my door. I'm on YouTube. Hey, what's up, Gagget? Is Iman there? Oh, okay, Iman, can you get that white Tomcat beanie that I gave you?
I don't know where it is.
Oh, you don't know where it is? Could you look for, you guys have dinner out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, don't worry about that. Okay.
Now.
Huh?
Now.
Ew, now, gross. You're the best.
Fish place that you
like. You went to the fish place just for me? I love my girls. You're the best. I'm such a huge pain in the ass. They want In-N-Out Burger, which I did eat meat. You will leave. There's 124 people out there right now. When I make this statement, I think maybe 25 of you immediately drop off. You thought my bean statement was ludicrous. An unpopular opinion. Some call it an L take. You want an L take? In-N-Out has the worst burgers and fries ever. You see that look in my face? Am I joking? No, I'm not joking. No, I do not eat meat, but I ate meat for... How long did I eat? Probably half of my life, right? I don't know when I stopped eating meat, 22, maybe 23. So, rare Tom L. Texas Spoon Tap, ask my wife. There's plenty of Tom L's out there. Don't worry. You just don't see them on a daily basis. I try to hide them. But yeah, but I mean, I've eaten burgers, a ton of burgers in my life. I've had In-N-Out burgers. They're awful. Look, I love French fries. I am a French fry snob. I'm going to go out there. My wife is so great. I'm a huge pain in the ass for many, many, many different reasons, but especially my dietary needs, right? It's Thursday. Everyone had a long day. We don't feel like cooking. Let's get in and out, right? My wife, the girls, they're down. I don't eat that, right? So they make a special stop and get me seared ahi tuna plate. Like, how strong is that? So good. 55 grams of protein and just delicious Cajun seared ahi tuna. And I'm going to make my own fries in the air fryer here. I would rather make Orida. First of all, Orida at home in a pinch. Orida, I think they call them like restaurant style fries in an air fryer are fucking hot fire. And they homemade fries, mind you, are a million times better than In-N-Out fries. Okay? I'm actually, somehow we gained a couple viewers. I thought everybody would leave. Look, I know that's an outtake. I know everyone here. I'm not even reading. I'm just looking at my hazel eyes right now. I'm not looking down here. I'm covering up all the comments because I know... Tom, L-take. Tom, you suck. Tom, you don't even eat meat. What do you know? Tom, their fries are the best. What do you think are good fries? McDonald's fries are the best fries out there. End of story. That's it. And Chick-fil-A may be my second favorite. Okay? I mean, they're funky. They're not even, I mean, waffle fries. You know, you think waffle fries, but how good could these be? They're fucking awesome. That's what they are. Jason K, Tom pretending he ever reads chat. Jason, I always read the chat. And you know what? I always try to get better, so I'll watch this tomorrow morning. I'll watch the stream unless YouTube takes it down like they took down Tuesdays. And I will read the chat replay because you're right. I'm not always looking at it when I'm talking and stuff. It's distracting. But yeah, I read all the chats, so I will go through here tomorrow. And I'm going to read through the chats right now. And I'm going to see how much you hate me right now. Sage Autumn, she loves fries from everywhere except for Burger King. Yeah, Burger, you know what the only thing Burger King has going is onion rings. Their onion rings are good. I mean, who doesn't, I don't know if other people like onion rings, but I think onion rings are awesome. But they have to be done right, though. The worst is when you bite into an onion ring and the whole slimy inside of the onion slithers out in your mouth, and you have like an empty fried shell in your hand. Okay? So that is a risk you'll take when eating an onion ring. You never know if you're going to run into that scenario. You don't get that with french fries. You eat a french fry, you know what you're getting. They're going to taste the same every time. Onion rings are too unpredictable, but when done right, they're delicious. Super Hams, I'm an inspiration. Well, guess what, Super Hams? Maybe you think that, but everyone else is pissed that I hate beans and I hate In-N-Out. Best fries, Arby's? Matthew, I mean, I'm going to disagree with you. I like curly fries, and when done right, they're good, but a lot of times they're just not cooked right. When done well, yes, but Arby's is like the bottom of the barrel with fast food places. Again, I don't eat meat, so I haven't had Arby's in a million years, but they used to be, you know, when I was a broke college student, they were great for like, they would do like 5 roast beef sandwich for like 10 bucks or something like that. You know, that would be, I would just eat those all day with some curly fries and you're good to go. So they had those deals, which were good, but they're always like run down. They haven't updated their menu in like 100 fucking years. I think, can we all agree that Arby's sucks? Yeah, they're fried. Ben Simmons says Arby's sucks, but their fries are good. Like when they're done right, but sometimes you can get burned by Arby's fries too. I don't think they have the quality control like McDonald's and In-N-Out. In-N-Out, their quality control is on point. And they are the nicest, they have the best staff. Well, Chick-fil-A too. Chick-fil-A and In-N-Out do have the best staff by far of all the restaurants or all the fast food places. But yeah, sometimes you'll get an Arby's one and it'll be like burned on the outside, but it'll be like undercooked potato inside. So you never know what you're going to get. Jack in the Box fries, not bad. Brandon, do I like Veggie Grill? Well, yes, but no, because... Yeah, I think a lot of vegetarians make this mistake. They think, hey, or vegans especially, right? Hey, I'm vegan, I'm healthy. Hey, I'm vegetarian, I'm healthy. No, you look at, I mean, the fake chicken at Veggie Grill, the fried fake chicken is bomb. But I think it has more calories than like KFC fried chicken. Like a plate of it, like 2 pieces, like over 1,000 calories or something insane. So... yeah, they make the food's good and you're not eating meat, but like you're not also being healthy either. And if I'm going to have a cheat meal, I'm not going to Veggie Grill. I'd rather have a pizza or something way better. So honestly, as a guy who doesn't eat meat for different reasons, I mean, probably the best diet you could have is like lean meat and vegetables and limited carbs. I mean, if I'm going to be real. Lacoste, what are you doing to me? You're here every week. I liked you forever. Whenever I see you pop up on here, you're always making good points. I'm always giving you shout outs. But now she just asked me about mushrooms. Guys, we're learning a lot about each other today. Okay? Some good things and some horrible things. And mushrooms and mushroom lovers are almost as bad. The only mushrooms I want to eat are going to make me trip, okay? Those are the only mushrooms worth eating. Now, not that I condone drug use, okay? But if you're at a concert on a nice sunny day, eating some mushrooms is not a bad way to spend an afternoon, okay? Again, I've been sober for a long time. I don't endorse drug use, but those mushrooms can be fun when in the right environment. Kids, don't do drugs, okay? I don't endorse this. But it could also be a very scary and bad day, depending. So you never know, right? It could also be a fucking a life-changing bad day as well. So, you know, you don't know what you're going to get, which can be dangerous. But fucking regular mushrooms are gross. Are fucking... I cannot think, I don't know if people, do people combine mushrooms and beans? I could not imagine two grosser foods. I don't want, Sam can make me all the stuffed mushrooms she wants. I'm not touching them. Jesse's trying to invite me to Texas. I like Texas, but I can't stand because I would always have to go there for work trips at my previous job. I would go to Dallas 10 times a year, 12 times a year, right? Every month I'm in Dallas. And there is nothing to fucking eat if you don't eat meat. We literally would always have dinner in the Stockyards, which is like, I mean, it's steak, it's meat. That's all you can get. It's funny. It's my two least favorite things, meat and beans. That's it. Like, usually at a restaurant, you can get a side of something. You know, maybe they'll have pasta or, you know, they'll have a salad or something like that. No, not in the Stockyards. It's meat, beans, and corn, which corn's another big offender. It's meat, beans, or corn, or go fuck yourself. And I mean, I appreciate the go fuck yourself attitude of Texas sometimes. I do appreciate that because I have a little of that attitude about me too. But in that particular case, no, I'm out. Plus, I grew up an Eagles fan, so I already hate the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas is not my friend. I'm sorry. Although, I do like the Dallas Mavericks. I like Mark Cuban. So I guess there are some things about Dallas I do like. One of my best friends just moved to Dallas, so he's there. So, you know, okay, so it's not hard. It's not all bad. But Jesse, you're right. Texans are everywhere. And I like a lot. I like San Antonio. I like Austin, kind of. Austin used to be cool, but now it's kind of like... Tech bros seem like a ticket, and there's traffic. Like, I live in LA. I'm not trying to go to Texas for traffic. You're not going to go to Austin. The traffic is fucking insane. Texas chat prize. So I'm not all anti-Texas, just Dallas. I like San Antonio a lot. It's a cool town. Austin, I do like Austin, just the traffic and, I mean, it's just as expensive as LA now. But guys, my family is here with a Cajun seared ahi steak. And I'm going to go eat dinner. And I'm going to make those Ore-Ida fries in the air fryer. And they're going to be better than... In-N-Out fries, okay? I don't say that with peace and love. I say that with hate and disgust directed right towards In-N-Out Burger, okay? I'm sorry. I apologize if you do not agree with these polarizing opinions of mine. Guys, I already talked about the band. They're saying, oh, thank you, Jackie, saying In-N-Out sucks. Yes. You know what, though? Lacoste, bacon. Oh, I thought eat a bean live. I thought you said I'll give you $5 to eat bacon live. I will not eat bacon or a bean for $5. But bacon is fucking awesome. I mean, I know you think I'm like, oh, what could Tom possibly like? Bacon is fucking great. It's great by itself. It's great on a sandwich. It's great in every possible situation. Bacon is kick ass. I mean, I don't eat it anymore, but yeah, bacon is fucking awesome. Texas Boon Tappa, it is never safe to eat refried beans at any cost, okay? It's just, even when you put cheese on it, and I'll eat fucking anything with cheese on it, I will still not even touch them. So, no. Anyway, so, guys, this has been fun, and I will read the chats, and I will read all your comments. Thank you so much for being here. I always appreciate the fact that 100 people have hung with me for an hour and a half to talk about, to hear me rant about the Ace family, to go off the rails and start talking about beans and In-N-Out Burger and the crazy cruise line. So I appreciate that you're here as always. Have a good weekend and check out some merch. I love it. I wear it all the time. I love the cat logo. People seem to like it. The pink hoodie is by far the most popular item, followed by the tan one too. People like the tan. I like the black hoodie personally, but it pales in comparison. These two are the big winners, and the t-shirts are great too. So anyway, go check it out, thetomwardshow.com. Follow me on social. That's really it, guys. I love you. You're the best. Have a good night and have a great weekend if I don't see you. Peace out. See you, Freya. Love you. You're the best.